WILF TNTW. What I learned from the news this week.
All right, let's see if we can learn anything, shall we? Today I'm very pleased to be joined once more by someone who I would describe as one of the great field workers of the WILF TNTW Academy. A travelling professor, really, expert in residence everywhere he is, Damien Callinan. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
You're always moving. It's very hard to find you.
Yeah, look, I'm always looking for a venue for my next congress, basically.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they door knocked me today, actually.
Oh, did they? But,
yeah.
Have you been offering venues?
Do we need to know? I wasn't offering, but yeah, our shed was too big for them.
So,
yeah. Wasn't what they were after.
Indeed. What have you learned?
Well, look, I've learned a little bit about United Flight 1462 this week that was diverted. It was going from Denver to New Jersey.
Yeah.
It had to land in Chicago because of a rather unusual spat. Now, the story goes that a particular passenger was trying to recline their seat and discovered that they couldn't. And when she sort of looked behind, she realised that the man behind had attached what are called knee defenders. Now, I didn't know about this particular device, but the little clamps that go on the end of your tray, and it basically just impinges on the seat in front and allows it not to...
So it can't recline.
Can't recline. So he's on his laptop working away. These things have been on the market for over 10 years, but they've now gone off. Apparently their website crashed after this event.
You just sort of surreptitiously attached it.
He just puts his tray down, attaches the two clips, and it's not until the person in front, and if they do, reclines the seat, they realise they can't. Now, the woman then approached the flight attendant, and they both asked him to remove them, and he refused. The female passenger was unhappy and threw water on the man. The pilot was so thought the situation had escalated to such a point that he diverted the flight and landed them in Chicago. Over reclining chairs. Landed them. Now, it was deemed to be out of control. The local police deemed it to be a waste of their time and said it was a customer service issue. Apparently, the pilot has a reputation. Last week, he landed a plane, diverted it when a vegetarian asked for a vegetarian meal without having pre-ordered it. And you don't want to upset a vegetarian.
No, well, actually,
with poor organisational skills.
I think there
is
an argument that might have been necessary.
To be honest, yeah.
Yes.
So, look, I've done some research and I've tried to find if there are more trivial reasons for a flight to be diverted.
Oh.
And
than what we've already seen.
Yes. Apparently in May, US Airways flight going from LA to Philadelphia landed in Kansas City, Missouri, after a dog did a poo on the plane, just in the aisle.
Sure. Did no one think this was a possibility when the dog got on the plane?
Well, I'm assuming it was an assistance dog. It was highly trained at making people bring up their in-flight meal.
And we had to divert.
Apparently the smell was overwhelming. The passenger started complaining and he felt he needed to...
They don't have...
They cleaned it up.
Aerosol?
Whatever it was, it wasn't enough and they diverted the flight.
We need aviation strength aerosol.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Look... He actually did divert the flight for that reason. They cleaned it up, but apparently it was just still too smelly.
Are you making this up?
I'm not making that up. That actually happened in May this year.
I want to see footnotes, Damien.
I can send you the article.
Okay.
I sent the article about the other one because I thought you wouldn't believe the knee defender.
No, yes.
But it's not surprising that both of these things happen in America.
Yeah.
Who have a fairly heightened sense of personal justice, you would have to say.
They stand up for individual rights.
They
That's
do,
what you mean
yeah.
To say.
I was actually, this is a true story, I was in a Boston post office once and there were two queues and there were about 10 people in one. I was at the back of the 10 and another window opened and a woman just walked in as it opened and walked straight to the counter before the rest of the queue could adjust.
Ugh.
And I've never seen anything like it. That entire post office turned on her as one. To the point where I had a guy in front of me going, hey, when she walks by, let's trip her over. Like,
what?
That's the level of personal justice.
Like vigilante.
They all wanted to take this woman down. And to her credit, she just kept her eyes forward, bought her stamps and walked out.
Well, stood up for her own rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So the knee defender is a real thing. It only costs $23.
Have you got one now?
They're banned.
They're banned?
Most airlines ban them, but because they're not used very often, people don't know. And the other airlines that haven't already banned it, I'm moving to because they've heard about this spike.
We need
a
legislative
and the plane diversion.
Yeah.
So
surely there's got to be a way around it, though. Why do we need to get into
You need better etiquette. We need better, we need to understand what the seat reclining etiquette is.
Yeah, we need rules.
You've got your you've got rules, I'm sure, about yours. I basically think that you should ask or alert the person behind you.
Yeah, fair rule.
Never during meals.
Never. Oh God, no.
You don't need to recline a seat in a flight under 90 minutes.
I was thinking 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours. Yeah, I'd take 2 hours.
We should take submissions on this, shouldn't we?
They're actually. I've done some more research. I found some airlines actually have got rules. For instance, Aer Lingus in Ireland have banned reclining the seats during Lent.
Is that right?
Yeah. Lufthansa and KLM ban it unless you're trying to join the Mile High Club, then it's fine. At Aeroflot, only if they're working. But the thing I've learned about this is that air travel really does bring out the worst in us. And I don't know whether that is it just because we're locked in a small space for too long. Like if you catch a train, it's an hour, you can endure it. You all spill out. But any longer than an hour, 2 hours, people start to lose it, I reckon.
Yeah, I think that's right. So is there something you can do? Is it about, do we need better passengers?
We need better passengers. But until then, I've come up with a whole lot of other devices like the Knee Defender.
Oh, God.
Because there's a lot more problems than just, you know, seat going back and
forth. Go on, give us your hip.
For instance, the overhead baggage hogger. You know the person who gets on, they get like five bags.
Too much,
They're bustling their way, they're knocking people's heads.
What do you do?
And they're putting them up there like with the Elan of someone restocking their pantry. There's no, you know, there's no rush. What do? You create a force field travel mate.
Of course you do. Yep.
It's electronic force field. So that once you get your seat allocation, you can lock off that area. So if anyone tries to put anything, they get an electric shock as they try and put
it in. That sounds proportionate.
So that way when you've got, you know, Barry going, oh, put it over there next to the home brewing kit and the coffee machine and the bread maker, you can claim your space.
Well, we've got 15 seconds left. Give us your best one.
The early riser.
What's that?
It's just for the people who try and get up before the...
Yeah.
The thing goes off. Yeah. Just a magnetic force field that clamps people's seatbelts.
You need a CSIRO budget that we don't have for this sort of stuff.
I'm going there right now.
But I love it.
It's in my shed.
Get onto it. Thank you very much. Great to have you in, Damien.
Pleasure to be
nice
here.
Nice to know where you are, finally. Damien Callinan, travelling WILF TNTW professor and expert in residence pretty much everywhere. Our correspondent this week for...
WILF TNTW.